Previously on Left Behind.
Stateville?
Oh, yes.
You brought me back to Illinois?
Angola, Louisiana.
Hold on, Buck. We're not going to Louisiana.
You just heard it, Ray.
Precisely because they wanted us to hear it.
Our daily executions here will be held tomorrow at 10 a.m. The latest count is 35 on the docket. Promises to be a good day.
Sounds like it's going to be an interesting day.
A good day.
I have a plan.
Boy, you say that with a ton of conviction.
You're still with me, right?
Always. To the end of the age.
Based on Armageddon, the 11th book in the best-selling series, Tyndale House Publishers proudly presents episode 128 of the dramatic audio edition of Left Behind.
This is McCollum. Mr. Vaser.
He is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. What have you got for me?
I must tell you, Miss Crystal has been a gem. She's let me listen in on a conversation from a man called Zuhail Akbar. He is the head of security.
Yeah, I know who Akbar is. Anything at all on Chloe Williams?
Crystal says she's at Angola Prison on Louisiana.
Is she basing that on the news broadcast or inside information?
Oh, that's both. She saw that newscast, but she's also had security-owned intelligence people talking about Chloe being there.
And, do they have a plan for her?
The latest we heard is that she is to be executed at 1000 hours their time.
I just can't see the Angola report being anything but a bluff.
So where's that leave us?
We're going to land in Wisconsin and wait for a miracle.
Who are you calling?
Going to see if Crystal's ready to step it up a little.
This is Crystal.
I need to ask you to do something for me.
Be executed for what I've already given you people.
I'm offering a trade.
For what?
Information that will prolong your life.
I'm listening.
We know the next thing that's going to happen in New Babylon. Only we don't know exactly when.
Okay.
God is going to destroy the entire city in the space of 1 hour.
Oh, no.
He'll call his own people, like Otto and company, out of there so they'll be spared and you need to get out too.
Where will I go?
Anywhere but New Babylon.
What exactly will this warning cost me?
Call someone in the know and somehow work into the conversation Chloe Williams. Say you saw it on the news or whatever, but you're just curious if she's going to be executed and where. Can you do that?
You don't believe it's going to be Louisiana?
I'm finding that real hard to swallow.
No promises, but I'll see what I can find out.
Thank you.
Who's there? Hello? Otto?
Otto who?
I'm sorry, I thought you were someone else. Can I help you?
Who were you just on the phone with?
It was a personal call. Who are you?
We believe you may be guilty of crimes against the potentate.
Me? No.
You deny the fact you've had contact with the Judahites?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Miss Carney, we've been listening.
I was working for the potentate to expose the Judahites. I didn't...
Save your excuses, Miss Carney.
What are you doing?
Good night, Miss Carney.
I haven't done it. Anything. Please. Please listen to me.
What if we find out Chloe's half an hour away? No car, no disguises, no IDs, nothing.
I kind of knew that going into this. This is more about being close, just in case.
Yeah, I know, I know. Turns out that may be worse.
I wonder why Crystal hasn't called. She's had all day.
It's in the middle of the afternoon in New Babylon.
So maybe everybody's in Al-Hilah and there's no one to ask about where Chloe is.
Could be.
Crystal does know we'd like to hear from her before the execution, right?
It's not like she works for us, Buck. She's been a godsend.
Huh. Interesting thing to say about someone bearing the mark of the beast.
You don't want to start the watch earlier?
He doesn't have the mark. He won't be out until well after dark.
How many?
Two guys.
Make it three. Double M wants him alive.
Hey! Hey! You can't sleep here. Hey, get up!
But he goes somewhere and holds off. You reek.
Seriously, wake up and beat it! We come back and you're still here, you're going in.
Hail Carpathia.
You're gonna let him say that in that state?
Let's go.
Seriously, if someone is so wasted, I say he's got no business saying anything about the potentate.
You wouldn't touch him?
No.
Well, guess I'm not gonna be spending any time at my apartment.
Hey, this is from Jock. Said you might want to use it. You know, family or whatever. Just push the little red button to record. I'll leave the hatch open so you can see.
Really? Buck, I doubt you'll ever get this. I don't know why I'm... It actually kind of feels like I'm talking to you, though. I'm just sitting here waiting for the end. Honey, I'm really, really sorry. Especially when I think about Kenny. And how hard it's going to be to explain. I feel like I've left you with this huge job of answering all the questions he's going to have. I'm sorry. I've really felt God's presence with me since I've been here. I've been praying and I've been singing, even. Yeah. Who knew I knew some of those songs? I had an angel with me a couple times already. He says, sing, and I sing. It's kind of funny. Mom would have freaked. She used to sing some of those songs all the time. And I keep telling myself I'll soon be sitting at the dinner table of the King of Kings. I'm pretty hungry, so just on that basis alone, that's kind of amazing, right? I have no idea how someone could face this without the hope we have. I miss your smile. I miss laughing. I miss you holding me. I miss you. Lord, just give me clarity. That's all I ask right now. That's it.
Yeah, trying to get them all on the plane right now.
Everything okay now, Basra?
Well, our place was totally cleared out. None of Bobby's stuff in the line.
Yeah, right that way.
A couple GC goons walked right up to me. If I hadn't been wearing that wino outfit Zeke gave me, I might have had some trouble.
They left you alone.
More to do with the special spray bottle we doused the outfit with. Cleared my sinuses.
I don't want to know.
Thank you so much for your help.
Yeah, don't mention it. Just head on up and take a seat, please. Listen, I think I see this Otto character. I'll check back with you, Chang.
Thanks, Mac.
Hi, you Otto?
Yeah, that's me.
Mac McCollum, nice to meet you. Once you're on, we're out of here.
I am sorry, Mr. McCollum, but we can't go yet.
Why not?
She's dead.
Who's dead?
Crystal!
What are you talking about?
Come see for yourself. I went to thank her for her help on that when I found her.
It's dark. How do you know she was dead?
Well, there was a stench like someone had tossed a gas canister in there. She was on the floor and the phone buzzing. Follow me, I'll show you.
Mr. Faison, we don't have the time. If she's dead, she's dead. And I'm sorry, but there's nothing I can do for her now. We have to go.
You think they were onto us? Sent someone to kill her?
How would they do that if they couldn't see her?
Well, you can't see nothing. Poison gas seems a lot better option than bullets, no?
I don't know. Some guy showing up 40 seconds later ain't gonna walk into a stray bullet, but he could get himself killed by leftover gas.
Maybe the smell warns him, no?
I don't know. Could be. Listen, did you let Rayford know?
I didn't.
All right. Get on board. I'll call him.
Ah!
What?
What? What?
Thanks for calling, Mac.
Ray. Come on, Ray. What? Is Chloe gone?
No. Crystal's dead.
Oh, no.
It's kind of our last chance of knowing where Chloe is.
I cannot believe that I'm stuck here in the middle of nowhere waiting for my wife to die. Not even knowing where she is.
We should probably get started for Petra.
Wait a minute, but what if somebody...
No one who knows anything is going to tell us anything, Buck.
So you've given up?
Yes.
What? What are you...
Yes, I have given up.
How can you say that?
She's in God's hands. Always has been. If he's going to spare her, he's apparently decided to do it without our help.
Chloe. Chloe. Chloe, I love you. Wherever you are.
How are we doing this morning, Missy? Ready for a bathroom break?
Give me a minute.
I suppose you're finishing your memoirs, huh?
Peace I leave with you, says your Lord Christ. My peace I give you. Not as the world gives, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid.
I'm gonna try to remember that. I'm ready. Ah, Jock, looks like you're ready for a parade.
But you look awful. No, this won't do. Let me know when I can join you in the bathroom. And, Jack, get her a clean jumper, will you?
Dressing me for the kill?
I'm just the makeup artist. Call for me when you're finished.
For what?
I'll fix your hair, make you up a little.
No, you won't.
Oh, I have to.
You don't have a choice.
If you were presentable, maybe. But look at you.
I ought to be able to look however I want.
You'd think, but no. You were going to tell me when you were ready.
No, actually, I wasn't.
What's the harm in cooperating? I have to get you ready.
Don't you see the absurdity of this? Have you lost all grasp of reality, or is there some kind of prize for decorating the prettiest head in the dumpster?
I have a job to do, and I'm going to do it.
Then you're going to do it right here and right now.
All right. This hair is a mess.
Oh, you think the hair's a mess now? All right. That's enough.
I warned you.
You did.
Do I need to cuff you?
No.
Ah, that's my girl. Nothing personal, you know. I'm just doing what I have to do.
That's disappointing, because I really wanted to take this personally. I just couldn't understand why you didn't like me.
Truth of the matter is, I do like you. You've been consistent. Very interesting.
Oh, Jock, please. You're sweeping me off my feet.
Just trying to be friendly.
Then make sure I get a few less words.
Hey, if it was up to me...
Aw, come on, Jock. You've been playing the big shot card since this whole thing began. It's time to prove it. Announce that I'm going to speak and then let me. What's the harm?
Head toward the center machine.
Grandstands? You set those up for me?
Just for you.
It's a sick world you live in, Jock.
You know, last night you mentioned a guy named Caleb. What was that all about?
Oh, you remembered. Good.
Another secret?
More of a hunch.
I guess this is it. You can still take...
Oh, save your breath. You should have made a bet yesterday.
Ma'am?
You were pretty sure I'd be begging for my life right about now.
I guess you win that one.
I win it all today.
You know, we have a strange definition of winning.
Not from where I'm standing.
Ladies and gentlemen, if I could have your attention, please. My name is Colonel Jock Ashmore, and it is my privilege to welcome you to what promises to be a remarkable day in the ascendancy of the global community. Thank you. We have 36 executions to carry out for you today. 21 for murder, 10 for refusing to take the mark of loyalty, 4 for miscellaneous crimes against the state, and 1 for all those charges and many, many more. Today, we will witness the execution of the highest-ranking anti-Carpathian terrorist captured to date.
God, give me strength. Keep me focused on you. Are you Williams?
Yes.
I don't want to die, and I don't know what to do. I didn't want to take Carpathia's mark,
but... If you know who I am, you know what I stand for.
Yes.
Your only hope is to put your faith in Christ. Admit you're a sinner separated from God. You can't save yourself. Jesus died on the cross for your sins. If you believe that, tell God and ask Him to save you.
Will I still die?
Yes, but you will be with God.
God in heaven, I know that I have sinned against you.
Lady, get off your knees. You, stand up. Now.
Just keep praying. Right now, I ask you to forgive me. I'm sorry for rejecting you, and I ask you to come into my life.
I said get up.
Excuse me, she's praying. Amen. Well, I prayed, but I'm still scared. How do I know it worked?
Let me have a look at you. What do you see on my forehead now?
A mark. As if in 3D.
I see the same on you. No matter what happens to you today, you belong to God.
Wow! Oh! Don't you just hate to see that blade get hung up halfway through the neck? Oh, I know I do. That was great. And he was a tough one too, wasn't he? It took 3 strikes to get him out. Okay. Next, we move on to the first of 10 who have refused to take the mark.
Oh, what?
Hearken. Unto my voice and hear my words. Ignore me at your peril.
I can't see what's happening.
Thus is the Son of the Most High God. I am the resurrection and the life.
Can you believe this?
I'm all set to yank it off the air before Chloe's execution, but we may not have to.
This fits perfectly with God's loving kindness. He is still giving people a chance to change their minds.
Tech Center,
Doc Benjuda, please. This is Buck Williams.
Yes, he's right here. Rabbi, it's Mr. Williams for you.
Cameron, my friend, how difficult this must be for you.
Doc, have any of these angels ever stopped an execution?
I understand your question, but I'm sorry. I know of no instance where the bearer of the gospel has intervened.
But, Doc, he has his man right there. How hard would it be? Why can't he just sweep her out of there and deliver her back to us? I mean, what have I done or not done that makes me so unworthy of a little consideration?
Cameron, that is your emotion talking. You know as well as anyone that this whole period is not about us individually. It is about God and His glory. He has the big picture in mind. Trust Him, my friend, no matter what happens.
Perhaps we should ask permission of the intruder if we may proceed with our program. Kind sir, may we continue?
You have been tried and found guilty for your crimes against the Most High God. That you bear the mark of the evil one condemns you to death.
Boy, ask a simple question. Come on, people! Don't be intimidated by big, shiny, transparent ghosts. Hey, all he's done is interrupt a TV show and get this, make it better.
Is this crazy? Hey, you see those people?
Yeah.
Notice anything?
They have the thing on their foreheads.
Exactly. There are 6 more marks. That means Caleb got through to them.
Let's shake things up a little, shall we? I want one of the ten.
I can't thank you enough. Be strong and trust God. I'll see you on the other side.
Time. Now!
Come on, let's go.
And the only reason you're still alive is because we're all going to enjoy watching you die.
Kneel and lean forward.
We have them all in place. We'll carry out justice. On the count of three.
Dear God, no.
One, two, three.
Okay, so if the angel bathes the courtyard in light for Chloe, we won't need to switch the feed. He'll accomplish the same thing for us.
But he's gone. Look.
What?
The angel's not there. The courtyard is normal again.
And now, for the moment we've all been waiting for. Mrs. Williams, unless you're ready to change your mind about taking the mark, I believe we're ready to proceed with justice.
A word?
No speaking privileges for you. Unless you're ready to take the mark of loyalty to the leader of the global community.
Sir, you told me if it were up to you, I would be allowed to say a few words. The question is, are you in control or not?
That is not the arrangement. You may speak only if you surrender to the mark.
She will speak.
A famous missionary statesman, who was eventually martyred, once wrote, "He is no fool who gives what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose." He was talking about his life on earth versus eternal life with God. My personal preference? I wish I could stay with my family, my loved ones, my friends. But since this doesn't appear to be my lot, I accept it. To my compatriots serving the true God around the world, I say this. Be assured that reports of information turned over are as truthful as one would expect, considering the source. I would also exhort you to let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant, and coming in the likeness of men. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. To the glory of God the Father. To my earthly father, Dad, thanks for leading me to Christ. I'm gonna go be with Mom now. Buck, and our precious little one, know that I love you. And that I will be waiting for you, just inside the eastern gate. I'll see you in a while. Okay. I'm ready.
Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is based in part on the book Armageddon by Tim LaHaye and Jerry B. Jenkins. Adapted for radio by Chris Fabry. Sound design by Glenn West. Music by Steve Wick. Directed and produced by Todd Bastide. Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is a production of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.